Prayers in the Bible. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 51. And today I bring you something a little bit different. Today I bring you a teaser, a trailer for a guest blog post written for me by Dr. Roland Monge, or more accurately, something he wrote before, but he's allowed me to post on my blog. He's a friend of mine, he's a teacher in the Philippines, and he wrote this blog article on prayer a little while ago, and I saw it, and I thought, I think the people on my blog would be interested in this, and I hope that you are. So he's done a study on prayers in the Bible, and it's a, not terribly long, but a reasonably in-depth study, so I'm not going to cover the whole of it here on this recording. Instead, I'd like to just tell you a little bit about it, and encourage you to go to my blog where you'll see it. It's up there as a guest blog post by Roland. And his approach is this. So he says that a few months ago, I'm going to quote from the beginning here, I felt that God was calling me to a deeper prayer life. I decided to meditate on the prayers of the prophets. Also, I found it helpful to study out the prayers of Christ. As I dug deeper, I ended up surveying the whole Bible on the subject of prayer. One thing is certain. The Bible has more than enough references to prayer, commands, records, examples, and allusions to show that God desires to have a prayerful people. It was both a sobering and inspiring study for me. And so he goes on to talk about the fact that he has some questions he's applied to when he found a passage on prayer. One is, what caused the person to pray? And second was, what was the condition of the person's heart when they prayed? And thirdly, why was the prayer answered or not, if it's clear? Fourthly, what can I learn here about God's character? And fifthly, is there anything I can change in my prayer life based on the example there? And so he goes through the prayers in the Pentateuch, Cain, Abraham, Hagar, Lot, and including others. He goes through prayers in the history books of the Bible, using examples from Joshua, Gideon, Manoah, Samson, and a number of others there. He goes through the prayers in the prophets and the Psalms, looking at Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and others. And then finally, the prayers of the New Testament, people like Zechariah, Stephen, Paul, Peter, and Cornelius. And of course, a special study on the prayers of Jesus, seven sections there you'll see as he concludes by looking at the with a focus on Jesus. In his conclusion to the whole study, he says this, "The Bible has so much about prayer that a whole lifetime would not be enough to exhaust the learning and the experience. Praise God that he has given us every day of our lives to enjoy our relationship with him. I pray," he says, "that this summary of prayers in the Bible will inspire you to grow in your own prayer life. A close walk with God is a priceless gift. A growing prayer life is worth the time and effort. Even the chance to approach God is something we don't deserve. To have a good talk with the Lord is better than anything in the world. There is nothing as fulfilling, as enjoyable, or as powerful." And I will say a hearty amen to that. So I commend this article to you. Please go ahead and read it. Leave some comments. Tell me what you think of it. What do you learn? Leave a comment publicly, because then we can learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community, don't we? If you know somebody who might like this article, please pass the link on to them and let everybody know. Well, until the next time, I do hope that your times with God are satisfying, that they are meaningful, that they are intimate, that they help you to grow closer to God. That's the aim of these recordings. And if I can help in any way with what I post on my blog or podcasts or YouTube videos, then I'm very glad. And please do send me your suggestions for topics to cover. If you'd be interested in some coaching in the spiritual disciplines, that is something that I offer. And if I can help you, I would love to. Well, until the next time, take care. And God bless you.